almost smell the hot oil and burnt rubber through the radio. Or maybe that's just Steven's hand. You found the race report.
And welcome back to the race report. Nationwide race last weekend at Dover was significant, really, for the fact because of the fact that it was the debut of a young man that we've been keeping a close eye on, and everybody has been keeping a close eye on, and they've just been waiting for him to turn 18. That is the thing. Joey Logano. If you haven't heard about him already, you will hear a lot about him in the future. And pretty impressive first race. His first Nationwide Series start for Joe Gibbs Racing in the 20 car last week at Dover. A very tough track. Pretty much every driver will tell you Dover is one of the toughest tracks. They don't call it the Monster Mile for nothing. But all Logano did in his very first Nationwide start, go out and qualify ninth. Ran in the top five pretty much all day. He was passed right at the end of the race and finished sixth. Looked like he was going to get a top five in his first Nationwide Series start. Greg Biffle got by him there late, and he ends up falling to sixth. But Mr. Logano looked pretty impressive, I'd say.
Yeah, you wonder when you see these youngsters come up like this if they're going to be worthy of all the hype and all the attention, and this kid put all that to rest.
Yeah, he really did. He didn't disappoint anybody except maybe himself. Here was Joey after the race, just a little disappointed that he couldn't snag that top five finish.
I think GameStop Toyota was pretty good all day. I guess we were a sixth-place car, and we just finished sixth. Thought we might have been a little better. I might have screwed up there in the pits. We came in and got pinned in behind a nine a little bit, and I pulled up, and then he was stuck, so he put it in reverse and backed over my left front fender. And we had to come back in and pull that out, so that kind of put us behind for the rest of the day, trying to get track position. Overall, though, I think it was a good day. The whole team did good, but hoping for that top five, though.
You know, and there's a thing, you can kind of hear it. This kid, we were talking about this before the show, not only does he have a ton of driving talent, but he's got that million-dollar smile, good-looking kid. He's going to be a sponsor's dream. And I got to tell you, personally for me, anybody puts GameStop on their car, I like him.
that is a bonus for you.
Kind of a video gamer on the side. I do enjoy that as one of my hobbies. So I was pretty, I told my son that. I said, hey, look, he's got GameStop on his car. That's our new favorite guy in the bush in the Nationwide Series.
And the other thing, you listen to that cut from him, and he's so well-spoken. And yeah. It's like, you know, this... It's like this was just another day at the track.
Yeah, just turned 18.
That was impressive.
No less an authority than Mark Martin says this kid will be a Cup champion someday. And it could be sooner rather than later. Hate to hang that kind of pressure on him as far as winning a series championship, but Joe Gibbs has already said he plans on putting him in some Cup races at the end of this year. And here's something you and I talked about before the show went on as we kind of prepare for what we're going to talk about on the show. Tony Stewart has let it be known that he may be interested in going elsewhere as soon as next year, even though his contract with Joe Gibbs Racing runs through 2009. We've also seen in the past that contracts don't mean a whole lot. When the driver's ready to go, quite often they go. So there's no reason to think. I'm just starting to think less and less. It's less and less likely Tony Stewart returns to Joe Gibbs Racing. And I don't know. What do you think? I know it'd be rushing, but we've certainly seen it in the past. Joey Logano does well in the Nationwide Series the rest of the season, and really at this point no reason to think he won't. And if he impresses in a few Cup starts by the end of the year, could they go ahead and put him in a Cup car as soon as next season and Joey Logano replace Tony Stewart?
I think absolutely. But I don't think it'll be Tony Stewart he replaces. I think, and I read, and somebody commented on a blog that I wrote about Juan Montoya, that he thinks, and there's speculation that Juan Montoya might end up in the seat of the 20 car. And Joey Logano fills out Gibbs Racing with the fourth team, and they're at the maximum number of teams that NASCAR is going to allow to have at I think it's after next season, 2009, when they can only have four teams. But you look at that lineup: Logano, Hamlin, Busch, Montoya. There's some wins there, and I will be the first to admit, when Montoya first came into the series, I was not a fan. I did not care for him. I did not want to see him in NASCAR. I didn't want to see any open wheelers. But the more I read about him and the more that I watch him, I really believe this guy's going to be a star. He's just not at a team that can give him the stuff to be a star.
Hey, I'll tell you what. All these open wheel guys that have come in the last few years, and I know you've balked at it every time I've said it, but you're not talking about guys that were just kind of running around in open wheel. You're talking these are the best guys over in the IndyCar series. I mean, these were the best guys over there. These guys are racers. Montoya, you bet. He gets with a team that can put some top-notch equipment under him. He's going to win races and be a star. And I'll tell you what, the same thing's true of Sam Hornish Jr. and Dario Franchitti. If you get those guys with teams that can put some good cars under them, give them a couple of years to learn the ropes of NASCAR, and these guys can all be good. Because, like I say, these weren't just average race car drivers over in the Open Wheel Series. This was the cream of the crop over there. These guys are top-notch talents, and I would love to see these guys get with teams, or at least maybe do well with the teams they're on now. Although I just don't see it.
Well,
happening.
Montoya, it's not going to happen because they've messed him over.
And of course,
messed
it's the same organization that Frank Keating's with, Chip Ganassi
and
Racing.
Montoya, if he moves on, if this were to work out, if Stewart leaves, and I believe he's gone.
No, I think he is too.
And Montoya gets a shot. He has a buyout. He has an opt-out clause in his contract. He can leave for another team. If he were to go to Joe Gibbs Racing. Look out.
Yeah.
Look out.
Well, you know, the thing is, I think Sam Hornish Jr. may be okay where he is, because he's starting to put it together a little bit now. But Penske Racing, I think they've got the stuff for him, but I'd love to see Dario Franchitti maybe elsewhere as well. But those guys are talents, and yeah, Montoya is too. So it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. Stick around, come back, and we'll preview Pocono. Yeah, we have to when we come back on the Race Report.